Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen.
And we're back with our four-part series about how movies and TV fucked us up in the body image space.
Yay.
If you listened to last week, we went through some things that are burned in our brain and made us feel bad about ourselves as children that we are now trying to interpret so as to help heal from those things. And this week, you submitted your things that fucked you up and are burned in your brain. So we're going to go through them. We have some clips to play. It's really exciting to hear your reactions to this because I'm looking at this list and there are a bunch that...
There are so many.
I forgot about, but they're real. So let's start. Okay.
Let's start.
Okay. Do you want to read the first one?
The first one is the iconic Mean Girls. This came out when we were in college. Mean Girls came out back in the day, 2005. For context, Sammy and I graduated high school in 2007. Amazing. We loved Mean Girls. It was like one of the most quoted movies, sort of still is, in our time.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that you guys submitted from Mean Girls are two examples. All right, so let's play the two clips that you guys submitted from Mean Girls.
It won't close.
It's a five.
Okay, it must be marked wrong.
Ma'am, do you have this in the next size up?
Sorry, we only carry sizes 1, 3, and 5. You could try Sears.
That's such a funny scene.
You know what else this just jogged for me? I want to lose 3 pounds. And why that line is so iconic is because it's so fucking accurate. Uh-huh. It's like, yeah.
Okay, let's play the next one.
Is butter a carb?
Yes. Gina, you're wearing sweatpants. It's Monday.
So?
So that's against the rules and you can't sit with us.
No, you gotta play the sweatpants
all the time. Right now. Okay, whatever. We get it.
I was itching to scream that. These sweatpants are all that fits me right now. The movie, though, is a commentary on.
Yeah.
Like,
they
girl
do a good job
culture.
Of satirizing that. Yes. Here's the thing. It didn't like fuck me up as much, but like it did reflect back what reality was.
Right, because it's a satire, aka commentary on a comedy. Comedic commentary on reality.
Right.
It's so true. Like everything is about your weight or your appearance and the biggest way in which Janice Ian and Lindsay Lohan want to troll Regina George is by making her gain weight through Keltine bars because everybody's always looking for something, and then they basically say like you can't sit with us because you're wearing sweatpants, but really she's only wearing sweatpants because she can't fit in anything else. And the whole Sears thing,
that's
particularly
it's like, how is Sears such an insult? It just is. Like, you have to understand. Like,
it's an insult. Also, it's like out of business. But
maybe this line put them out of business.
Yeah.
Maybe. Everyone's like, I don't want to try Sears.
But like, you play into that like exclusivity of like when you're going to an exclusive store and like fashion, they only carry sizes for like thin women. Mm-hmm. And like Regina George is no longer in that category. And that's the biggest piece of shame. Not really that she's gained weight, but it's right. the shame of like she can't shop in like the cool stores anymore.
Which is real.
Yeah. That I mean, that is real. And that's like that's part of why it was written in there. It's really fucked up.
Yeah. And that's why it's hard to probably like get inclusive sizing, because some brands are probably like, we don't want to be inclusive on purpose. But speaking about like this sizes 1, 3, and 5, circa that size, we got to talk about the Delaware's Prada. When, like, okay, first of all, the fact that like Anne Hathaway is like widely regarded as just like I take a chance, hire the smart fat girl. And she's like so not at all. And then she like maybe loses like one size, and then she's suddenly very glamorous and can she can wear the Chanel boots. And like, yeah, there's a clip. We have a clip.
There's nothing in this whole closet that'll fit a size 6, I can guarantee you.
These are all sample sizes 2 and 4.
That's the Devil Wears Prada version of we only carry sizes 1, 3, 5.
I'm even surprised that they even have 4, that they're saying that at this time when this came out, right? Like, sample sizes were smaller.
What about clam chowder? Interesting. Something like, he says something about her size when he's like, clam chowder.
I don't remember. But I think like also this is a commentary on like the fashion world and how it is really fucked up. And like the Emily, when the Emily is such like a main character, she's such a good character. And she clearly has this shitty relationship with her body. Because with the one scene, I think everybody has remembers this quote. Like, everyone does. Let's play the clip.
You look so thin.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, it's for Paris. Well, I'm on this new diet. It's very effective. Well, I don't eat anything. And when I feel like I'm about to faint, I eat a cube of cheese. Well, it's definitely working. I know. I'm just one stomach flu away from my goal weight.
It's okay. Hilarious. Do you want to know why I think so many people remember that? Because I bet you what they were like is like, should I try that?
I mean, when it was, I think people reacted to it because it was so funny, because it was so real. Like at the time, like that's like, wow. They were making a commentary on, they were making an observation about like the way women would go about like crash dieting or like dieting before an event, and like commenting and complimenting other women for how skinny they look. Like instead of being like, wow, you look, or in other terms, like, wow, you look great in that dress. Wow, you look so skinny. Like just so direct, because you know Emily would be so happy to hear that. But I remember a time when I was, I've definitely talked about this, because this is like, I know that I had fucked up eating disorder in middle school. I remember IMing on my little Mac or my Macintosh, you know, with the cute little blue butt. IMing my friend, telling her I found this amazing diet. And she's like, what is it? And it's like, I say, I bring like turkey slices to lunch and Diet Coke and gum. And anytime I get really hungry, I just like chew gum or drink the Diet Coke, and I'm like stuffed until my next turkey slice.
And that's literally the same quote.
And my friend is like, are you okay? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, like, better than ever.
Better than ever. I found this new hack.
I remember the clam chowder quote. It was, clam chowder, interesting choice. You do know that cellulite is one of the main ingredients in clam chowder. That was the line.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And They're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
I also idolized Devil Wears Prada, much like I idolized Gossip Girl. Maybe I have a thing for these like Chic City movies or something, whatever it is. One thing that the intro to Devil Wears Prada stuck in my head, you know, where they're like, their face is a map of the world, it's a map. And they're all getting ready and they're so thin and like, they look like the Gossip Girl covers of the books, actually. Mm-hmm. That I remember thinking like, oh my God, like I can't wait to be a thin 20-something. I'm going to look so hot when I get ready and I put my tights on. And like one day I'm going to get there and like be this thin person getting ready in the city.
Yeah,
so I'm like, I'd rather die than leave my house.
I can't wait to be this thin person getting ready in the city.
Yeah.
Really the aspirations of a young girl.
Yeah, like I really did. It's real. I bought Miranda Priestly sunglasses because I like was like, I've got to get there.
I believe you. This goes to, I threw out all of my blue sweaters. No. The point of this is like how impressionable we were. And how much of an impression these things, while they were comedies,
yeah,
they made on us. And they affected us, whether or not, like, we could help it or not. But it was just, like, and I'm not saying these are bad that they existed, right? Like, I'm not, it's not their fault. They're a product of the times.
That's like saying it's, like, it was, like, Morse code's fault when we didn't have the telephone. Like, it's just... You know, like things change. Values include a change for the better.
Right. Now it's just harder for people to be funnier because they can't salt. I'll take that out. All right. What is the next one that we want to read?
Okay. Here's one. This is one of my / our favorite movies to quote. Mm-hmm. It's America's Sweethearts. I'm not invited to honk it. So Julia Roberts' character. Julia Roberts' character was Catherine Zeta-Jones' sister. Don't know how they tried to pull that off as like a genetic thing, but it didn't work. But so the Julia Roberts' like backstory was that she used to be like 60 pounds heavier before the movie took place. And like, basically everyone saw her as like unattractive and like you see her like stuffing her face in like back footage or whatever. And then she starts getting the attention from like Catherine Zeta-Jones' husband and like everybody once she is now like thinner. But there's also really funny lines in it where like Billy Crystal goes to her, Kiki, like you look great. And then Catherine Zeta-Jones is like pissed that like her sister's getting a compliment. She's like, she lost 60 pounds, like trying to whatever, yeah, call her out. And then Billy Crystal's like, that's a Backstreet Boy, whatever. I know this whole movie by heart. And then when she's talking about having dreams and John Cusack goes to her like, when people say when you dream about bread, like it's actually the thing you want most in life. And she goes, I think when I dream about bread, it represents bread, actually.
Yeah.
You could like, oh, and then when she has a fight with her sister,
the bread.
Yes. She goes to the breakfast buffet and she starts binging and she's like,
and she's sitting with Billy Crystal and she's binging the
bread. Can I get some butter?
And the jam. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's just eating everything. And Billy Crystal's like, oh, you hit the buffet. And like, whatever. She just had shit in her plate. You know what I mean?
Right.
And she has a breakdown and she starts eating everything.
And she says, I don't actually eat bread. And it's like,
I just dream about bread.
And that's how they like sort of say that that's how she lost weight. Is because she doesn't eat carbs anymore. Kiki Kins.
Ugh, give me that movie.
It's funny you guys submitted this one because it's kind of niche, but
very niche, and our favorite.
And our favorite. It's such a good movie. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of like straightforward. The girl who doesn't get any attention starts to get attention because she loses weight. Directly says it's because she lost weight because she stopped eating bread, basically. And then has a weakness for bread when she's emotionally distressed. Yes. Bread, butter, and jam. And it's noticed.
If I had an assistant, he'd be outside milking a cow. And I would never, ever run out of butter. Let's talk about Love Actually. This is a niche one, but Hugh Grant.
Love Actually is not a niche.
No, but the specific thing in Love Actually is kind of niche. Yeah, exactly. Hugh Grant was calling his assistant Natalie fat. Like, and I think he like referred, like he talks about her weight. I don't remember. Yeah. Like,
and yes, but she, but even though he does end up with her, not a spoiler alert, he like falls in love with her. And he sort of, even when she like wraps his legs around him, she's like, oh, a little extra, something like that. It's, I mean, I liked it because they do get together, but he talks about her weight so much that it makes it a thing. And then the other assistant, or like the chief of staff, I don't even know. Was he a politician? I can't remember.
Yeah, Tony Blair or whatever. No.
Right.
Adam C.
She says, like, are you sure you want, like, her, really? Like, it was
and it's obvious why they're saying it. Mm-hmm. They're saying it because of the weight and the appearance.
Right. And nothing to do with her being a good assistant.
Right.
It's also the whole thing. It's like, he hires her for her looks, and it's like he's like a dirty dog. But fair, I guess it's true of some politicians. Ooh, I like this one that someone submitted from Gone Girl, the iconic cool girl speech. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's like right after she like explains why she did all of this.
Then Nick will die too. Nick and Amy will be gone, but then we never really existed. Nick loved a girl I was pretending to be. Cool girl. Men always use that, don't they, as their defining compliment. She's a cool girl. Cool girl is hot. Cool girl is game. Cool girl is fun. Cool girl never gets angry at her man. She only smiles in a chagrin, loving manner, and then presents her mouth for fucking. She likes what he likes, so evidently, he's a vinyl hipster who loves fetish manga. If he likes
girls... Yeah, great movie. Also, if you remember, this is the voiceover while she is escaping, and she's like stuffing food in her face so she can gain weight, so she can be unrecognizable.
Yes, exactly.
Like, it's gonna all come on in the next hour. Like
I know. And then they like make her
that's
look.
That's not
like
how weight gain works. Weight, yeah,
right away.
No, right? It's not possible. Literally, like, come on, it's not how it works. Talk to a yo-yo dieter before you appropriate our culture.
But the cool girl speech I remember too. I was like, wow, that's so true.
Yeah.
But
I was just like, fuck, I'm not a cool girl and I'm never going to be whatever.
So what are your options? Be a cool girl or like a psychopath killer?
Be a cool girl or like a lame murder girl and like give your husband a hard time.
Great movie, okay, though. Ben Affleck. But also, you know what was memorable about that movie is Ben Affleck and like hooking up with Emrata. Mm-hmm. And like how hot Emrata was. Meanwhile, she has literally the most unrealistic body type known to man. But everyone thinks she's like the hottest.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a Disney illustrator, they'd draw her. Like, yeah, like that's who they're drawing. You know? Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she gets with Ben fucking Affleck. Okay.
Well, J-Lo is.
It's true. No, well, we all know.
Okay, wait. I got one from in Legally Blonde. When, what's her name is on the, she doesn't want to say where she was. Brooke's butt buster workout.
Yeah.
Brooke Wyndham Taylor doesn't want to admit where her she alibi. Was. She doesn't her want alibi.
She won't share her alibi, right?
Yeah. And Elle gets her using her feminine wiles. She gets she gets Brooke Wyndham Taylor to admit to the fact that she was getting liposuction. What?
She goes,
I was getting liposuction. So that, right. The fact that she thought she needed it, she was like this butt-buster workout girl, and she was actually getting liposuction, which is so Kardashian, let's just say. Number two, the fact that she thought she needed to hide it. And, well, number two is really the fact that she thought she needed to get it all. And number three is the fact that she thought she needed to hide it because of her.
That would make her like a fraud.
I know, I'm a fraud. It's not like normal women can have this ass. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Which is actually a good line.
So you don't even need to play the clips when we are here.
Exactly. It's a good line because it's basically saying that, like, it's unrealistic. What she's doing without intervention of a needle.
Right.
All right. We have a sound clip for this one. So let's play this user submitted one. White Chicks from the movie White Chicks, which was on the other day. when one character is in the changing room calling herself fat 10 different ways.
Hi, I'm Cellulite Sally. Look at my huge badonkey. Oh, and don't forget about me. I'm back fat. Now, who could have said that? Oh, yeah, it's Tina, that talking tummy. I can't even wear a short skirt and a top without looking like a fat pig.
Oh. I'm going to cry.
Sammy and I were just, I don't remember that.
Okay,
my,
we'll be honest. We read this without knowing what the clip was going to be because neither of us remembers this. What happened? I don't remember this at all.
Like, literally.
Okay, but still, that is fucked.
That is so fucked. I think you just said fat as fuck. That was really fucked up.
Yeah, wow, I want to cry.
Apparently, it's a girl who is thin that grabs her, like, non-existent anything and calls it Cellulite Sally. It's nothing better than an alliteration.
This almost seems like if you, like, let's say a fat activist could turn this, like, I feel like you could have, like, someone who's, like, a fat activist saying this and turning it around to almost be, like, it's so bad that you could almost turn it into empowering. Like, this is my cellulite. Like, right, fuck right. You. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, I have another one. Sex in the City. Do you remember when Miranda throws out the cake in the garbage so she stops eating it?
Mm-hmm.
That was like a habit of my whole life, like throwing things out and then going back to the garbage.
Because you would throw it out in a way where it wouldn't be disgusting if you did access it again.
Yeah.
Wait, it says Samantha eating the cake.
That was a different one in the movie. That's in the movie.
So also in Sex and the City, somebody submitted saying Samantha eating the cake in Sex and the City movie. And then they call her fat in the shower. Right. And she's like shocked. There's another submission where you guys said in America's Next Top Model, they called size 6 plus size. And obviously Pitch Perfect. This is another one you guys submitted with Fat Amy as just like a character.
Don't put me down for cardio. Also that they would have her be like, that's her epic line that she was like so lazy during the things like mm-hmm. that's how they painted her when like that doesn't have to be necessarily like a correlated to size as it wouldn't like now you would they wouldn't do that now.
Yeah.
It's too obvious.
Another one we have where we have sound clips, more sound clips that you guys submitted. If anybody saw Scott Pilgrim versus the World, I think is the title. Let's play that clip.
It's actually a really good garlic bread. Garlic bread is my favorite food. I could honestly eat it for every meal or just eat it all the time without even stopping.
You get fat.
No, why would I get fat?
Bread makes you fat.
Bread makes you fat?
Well, I know a few people who agree with that. One in particular. Again, this is just like casually thrown in there as facts.
Right. Because, you know, even though things are jokes, it's just like people watching it are like, Oh, so that's true. Somebody else said
it. I believed for many years that, like, if I could just cut out bread, I would lose. Like, if I could just finally not eat carbs, like,
yeah,
I would lose
that's always
weight.
A thing. Before anything, you're just like, oh, I just got to stop eating carbs. I just got to stop eating carbs. Like, that was always the thing. And it never worked.
Correct.
I mean, it never worked long term.
It only works for, like, a minute because, like, you can't.
Then you
we
want
need
more
carbs.
Bread. You want more. And also carbs, like. What?
I think.
Oh my god! And then the people go into like the whole like, oh, complex carbs and like.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Simple empty carbs, like. Ugh, it's like
I think when I dream about
carbs.
I was gonna say I think when I dream about bread, it represents bread.
Bread. All right, we have another clip from the Breakfast Club throwback. Let's hear it. Something else you guys submitted.
Claire.
Claire.
Claire. It's a family name.
Oh, it's a fat girl's name.
Oh, thank you.
That is so fucked. That is so 80s of a joke, though. Like, that even it's a fat girl's name. Ha ha. Like, it's very much like a. That's so. Like, that is pretty fucked up because, like, it's so needlessly mean.
It's so. And it makes anybody watching, any girl watching, so self conscious.
Right. Even if they're, like, even if no matter what their name is, no matter. Because what it sort of demonstrates is how, like, anything can make you a fat girl. You know what I mean? And it doesn't have to be pounds even. Like, mm-hmm.
It's a personality trait.
It's a right, which is actually like a common theme in Pitch Perfect and you know, Fat Monica, you know, Monica when she was like I think a lot of old movies, older pre let's say the past 5 years use like appearance as a plot device rather than like secondary to the plot and the conflicts that a person's facing. They will literally turn, they will just be like, we're going to cast or create a fat person, a fat character, and then their entire existence in the film or whatever will be based around their appearance, or it will continuously come back to their appearance as a device. But yeah, in the next episode, we're actually going to talk about like how today's culture, how today's, you know, media and content has in ways that it has improved and ways that it hasn't. But I do think that there are a lot of ways that it has improved.
I think so too.
Not just TV, though, like magazines, advertisements,
social media,
clothing websites. And
yeah, but we'll get to that in the next episode. Okay, somebody submitted something that I thought that actually reminded me of something. Someone submitted, it's very throwback, but Tinkerbell, I don't remember this, but Tinkerbell measuring the width of her hips and then freaking out at Peter Pan, which is like...
She's a cartoon fairy.
She's a small cartoon fairy. Who has body issues. Fucked up. But that reminded me, like, the whole measuring of the hips reminded me of, you know, women back in the day. And then also, like, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, remember, kind of, I think it's the first season, but when they're showing her before, like, the breakup, and she wakes up, she puts her makeup on, and then goes back to bed to lay next to him because she wants to be perfect for her husband. She measures her body. She every morning at her hips, her thighs, everything that she does, and like writes it down, and like to make sure everything is always staying the way that it is so that she can hold on to her husband. And then it all goes to shit because that didn't work. So much
of this is about how it will be for men. A lot of this is performative for the male gaze.
I know. So true. But anyway, that reminded me of that. And I remember thinking like, oh, should I write things down?
You just reminded me of another measuring scene. This is in Gone with the Wind, which my mother and I watched when we were younger. It is, you know, quite a controversial film, especially like at this point. But this particular scene is burned in my brain where Scarlett O'Hara, the main character, she has a baby, and then she's talking to Mammy, who is her slave, and Mammy is like measuring her waist, and she goes like, it's 20 inches, and Scarlett goes like, 20 inches, you're gonna have to make it 18 and a half again, like, and it's like, are you kidding me? And she's like tying up a corset and it's just like, ugh, horrible.
It just goes to show that there is so much, no pun intended, weight put on women for their weight. Like everything, their appearance, it's about their weight, about their size, of their body.
For
men is the second part of that. And then there's none of that for men.
Yeah.
None of that.
They're allowed to look like the Beast in Beauty and the Beast.
And they still
literally
get the gal. And they still get the gal. Well, I'm excited to talk about where the world has gone in our next episode. And the progress we've made, whether we have or we haven't. And I'm excited for that, Sammy. So everybody please go tune in for next week. And if you haven't heard the first episode that we did about like the particular personal ones, that examples that Sammy and I were both affected by that we still remember, go listen to that last week's DST episode. And email us, dst@betches.com. DM us @DietStarsTomorrow, @SammyAnnaLee. I can't even pronounce my own name anymore. @Aileen. If you guys have more, like, just remind us about some interesting ones that you kind of remember. If you agree with the things that we shared in the first episode too, like, would love your feedback. I'd love to commiserate. And just, yeah, all of that stuff. So do that and go rate, review, subscribe. Go listen to DST back for seconds. You know we love all of you. And what else? We're always with you.
Through thick and thin. And shitty movies.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow @DietStartsTomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.